We are holding now in Siman Dalad, Chaf Beis, last two halachos in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Says the Mechaber Chaf Beis, in Ein Lo Mayim, if a person does not have any water, what do you do? Nikanach Yada, Bitzor, Oba Ofor, Oba Chom, Idi de Menache. So in that case, a person would wash their hands with some pebbles or some earth or anything else that's going to clean. In this case, the Yavarich, when changing, says the bracha al nekius yadayim, for making my hands clean. The oil of tefillah, that would work for tefillah hearing shmon esrei, avalo lahavir ruach ra shalehem, but it would not remove the ruach ra that's on the fingertips. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Hey, im ein, you don't have water. The im yesh lomayim, if you do have tzarech litol, you do have to wash afilu litzefilas mincha v'arvis. Really, we don't make a bracha on those, but one is required to wash their hands before davening. V'afilu im ein yodei lehen shum lichluch. Even if you don't know of any dirt on your hands, we still wash beforehand. V'hanatili yeh below bracha. But we don't make a bracha on the washing before mincha or marv. Ki lo tiknu bracha ki im b'shachris. Because the chazal only instituted making the bracha of al nesilas yadayim on the washing we do before davening shachris. K'deisa v'simen zayin si'if aleph. Okay, coming attractions. V'im elo mayim, but if you don't have, so then yeshayim reim dedina kehocha deyanake b'chol midi demenake. So then you would just wipe your hands along a tree or stones or something like that would clean them. Pen mudbak b'hem ezadavr mos. Because maybe there's something that's disgusting or repulsive that got attached to it. Ayin l'kaman b'simen sadi beis uve reish lamed gimel b'mishnah berurah. Okay. Yikanach yodav nunvav v'afilu hayem luch lochim b'vadeh. So if your hands were certainly dirty, kigon sh'osu tzrocha v'kinach, you went to the bathroom and then you washed yourself off, gam kei mahani, that would work. Ayin l'kaman b'simen sadi beis kaman. Okay, we'll learn about how far you have to travel if you're in the direction, or how far you have to go back and reverse your travel in order to get the water for davening. That's in Sadi Beis. Now in Nun Zayin Ba'ofer, you would clean your hands with dirt. Oh, sheshav shef betalis yavesh. Alternatively, you could rub your hands with like a dry towel. V'dod nikayon kevin shehu oimi b'mokam mayim. In terms of cleaning it, right, this works for washing with your hands. Tzarech lenakos kol hayad. When you have water, you have to wash the whole hand. Bein gabo ubein tocho ad haperek. Both the inside of the hand and the outside of the hand. It's important to know when washing the hand gets the inside as well. Ad haperek until the wrist. If it happened after the fact, you don't have di ad sov kishrei etzbaosav, at least till the fingers end, meaning your knuckles. Avalo kemosh nohagin eza anoshim shemenakin rak rosh etzbaosayim, but not like some people do, where they just the tips of their fingers, like a mayim achron sort of thing. No, the whole hand needs to be washed. Nun ches nikius yadayim, right? You have to have the brach on this. Says the Mishnah Berurah that some sort, even when you're cleaning your hands this way, you don't make it nikias, you make the bracha as we do on Netilas Yadayim. Even though there are some achronim who disagree, but the achronim haven't budged from this psak that's brought down here in Shulchan Aruch. And now Chav Gimel, the last halacha in this siman. Lo siknu Netilas Yadayim ela lekriyashma utefila. The takana of washing one's hand was made for kriyashma and for tefillah, which here means the shmona esrei. Aval brachos to shachris yoch levarach kodem netila. But the brachos you could make if you're in a situation where you don't have water available, you could recite the brachos without washing your hands. El inkein hu yashin amitoso orum. Unless a person was lying without any clothes on his bed, sha'az also hazkir es hashem ad shinake osam. Then in that case, you certainly do need to wash and clean your hands because you touched unclean parts of your body. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nuntes, Kodem Netila, that the this was made before you can make the brachos beforehand. Distam yadayim hainish eni yadeya im hei meluch b'chim enim psulim l'vracha. Psulos l'vracha. If you don't know, out of the suffit, that's not going to make it possible. V'chol shekin, how much more so the divrei Torah, it's not going to be a problem. Dehare mevarchin al peros v'ein tzarech netilas yadayim. We make brachos on fruits and stuff like that, and we don't wash our hands before that. Arum, that means you weren't lying in bed without any clothes. To Az, Mistam Yadav, Betunofois, Benegias, Beis Hastarim. You certainly touched part of the bodies that are normally hidden, normally covered up. Umalbushim, Shalanu, Shebeis Hatzavar, Pasuach, and the type of clothing we have, which has an opening for the neck to put your head through. Aviv Im Yashim, Bimalushin, Mistam Yadav, even if you slept in these types of things, your hands probably did touch something that got dirty. Ki darka lechakech beguifo b'makom zeya, because you know the derech is the person would rub their body where it is sweaty. B'davki im yoshein shnas keva, that's when you had a real gzunt shluff. You had a real a real sleep. Ava b'shnas arayim, you just dozed off a little bit. In cheskaso shenogo, the chazaka is the established realities that you probably did not touch your hands from that. V'dinan kistam yadayim k'sherim l'talmud Torah l'var l'vracha rach l'tefilah. So in this case, you would have them. It's fine for you to be able to learn and to make brachas, right? The only problem would be that you'd have to wash your hands for davening. Samech aleph shenake osam. Mitzros, that you would clean them using pebbles, v'chomidid menake, or anything else that would be able to clean them off. V'huadin, the Torah, osler, below, nikayim. So too, this would be the same halacha he brings here, that if you were lying on your bed, and you weren't wearing clothes, then you're not allowed to learn without cleaning your hands beforehand. However, I'm prima godim, shekos dafili im yesh lo mayim. The Prima Gom says, even if a person does have water available, it still would just be enough to clean your hands like that. The Vilna Gon sounds like he says the same opinion. The only thing is that we need it for is just to get off the Ruach Ra. He brings a Zohar that one should not make a bracha without washing their hands in the morning. V'roy lahachmir, one, if it's appropriate to be strict in this case, b'yesh l'mayim, if you do have water available. V'ayin l'kam b'simin samech beis, if katan ches b'mishnah berurah. There's an interesting Dirshu comment over here. He has, what about to be thinking of Divrei Torah? So he says in 68, Lahar her b'divrei Torah, kosa bir halach l'kaman, later on, shemutar ach b'lalit l'yadayim. Yodav, you're allowed to think in learning, if you didn't wash, like Abimishu who orim, person who is unclothed, v'rotz latzeis birkas chavero, we didn't shemeya keona, and you want to respond amen to that person's bracha, so kosel l'kaman she'al solo, you can't do it. Mishum she'orim ein yochel anos, you can't make it because we consider shemeya keona is like that chafadinion, it's like you actually said it, right? So therefore, one would not be allowed to answer amen for bracha that he wants to be yotze with. In 69, la'anos amen kodem shenatol yadav, could you say amen to someone else's bracha? Mash midarav le'el sheheter le'mi she'ein l'mayim litol yadav kiroi l'ilmod o levarich. Shkamani is amen mutaris. It's allowed. Okay. And now we begin one of the most important simonim in Shulchan Aruch. It can't be underestimated the importance of knowing and practicing, implementing in Simen Hey now, Kavonas HaBrachos. It's one sif, very, very important. Says the Mechaber, Yechavim b'brachos pirush hamilos. When a person makes a bracha, they should know what the words mean. Kishiyazkir Hashem, and when you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yechavim pirush kriyoso, you have to have in mind what it means when you're saying it, right? Ba'adnus, the fact that he is the master, shehu adon hakol, who's the Lord over everything, v'yichav mikasivoso, and you should have in mind the way that it's written, be'yud, and then a hey, the name of Hashem, shehaya v'hove v'yihyeh, Hashem was in the past, Hashem is in the present, and Hashem will be in the future. U'v'azkaros Elokim, when you say the name Elokim, yichav in shu takif bal ha'yicholas, he is the most powerful one there is. He's able to do everything. He's Bal Yecholos Ubal HaKoychus Kulam, and he's omnipotent, he's almighty, he can do everything he wants. There's nothing whatsoever limiting Hashem that would make it impossible for him to do. So now in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, one should have in mind the Pirush HaMilos. Kimo Sha'amra Chazal, the Gemara says in Brachos Mem Zayin, Shlo Yizrok HaBrach Mepiv Eli Yechavein. You shouldn't just throw it out of your mouth. You should have Kavana when you're doing that. Be'is Hamir, while you're reciting the name. In the Dirshu, he brings from the Shlo, Shiyargilis Atzmu Levarech HaBrachos Bekol Ram. One thing that could help is to say Brachos out loud. Ki Akol Ma'orer HaKavona. Because when you make Brachos out loud, that helps. That helps a person with their Kavona. He also brings in this from the Shem Olam, Ein bana yirash shemayim kehagun. We don't really have proper yirash shemayim. V'ana dogim al ibud rubel kesef. We worry more about losing a dollar. Yosef me'asher al hazkaras hashemus hakadoshim b'tefilah shelo b'kavana. Right? So that we, it bothers us more a financial loss than a spiritual loss. But that's really, this is such an important, as I've said many times, the best mussar sefer is Shulchan Aruch. To understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires of us, al pi halacha, is the best mussar there is. So again, we have to have, we shouldn't just spit out a bracha, like, you know, we should be thinking about it, be'eis ha'mira. V'yavarech b'nachas, the person should make the bracha slowly. V'zeh losh and sefer chasidim simen memvav. This is what the sefer chasidim brings down. Shunota yodav oy mevarech al haperos, ol mitzvos ha'shguros b'fi ko adam. He's washing his hands, etc. He's making a bracha that's literally fluent in our mouths. Yechave liba l'shem bara. We should be thinking about our Creator. Asher hifli chasdo imo, who's done such a tremendous kindness for us. V'nosan lo haperus, who gave me this food to eat. Oh halechem, this bread. Lehanos mehem b'tzivahu al ha-mitzvos, who's commanded us on his mitzvos. V'lo yase ke'adam ha'oise davar b'minhag u'moitzi davar m'piv. Devarim yipiv, b'li hegyon halev. Just, you know, spitting it out without thinking in our hearts what we're saying. V'al davar zeh chara af Hashem ba'amo. Hashem got upset with his nation. V'shalach lanu b'yad Yeshayahu v'omer. He sent us a musar from the Navi Yeshayahu. Ya'an ki nigash ha'am hazeh. This nation comes close b'fiv with their mouth, with sfasov and with their lips. Chibduni, they honor me just with their lips. V'libo rachak mimeni, but their heart is distance from me. Ein sham oed mashim erich begodol ha'onish avur zeh. So what we can add to this is the Sefer Chasidim, right? Quoted over here in Dirshah number 4. U'maisi ba'adam echad shemes lifnei zmano kamashana. Person died young. La'achar shnaim asar chodesh. And after 12 months passed, nizgale b'chalam le echad mikrovav. He came to in a dream to one of his relatives. Shalo eich ata nochi ba'olam sh'ata sham. How is it faring for you in the world where you're at? Amalo b'chol yom donin mosi. Every day they judge me. Al shalo hayisi medakdek livarich birchos pamotzi. Birchas haperos, birchas hamozum, b'kavonas halev. I'm judged for the fact that I didn't have kavon when saying hamotzi, for benching, for all the brachos I made. Very powerful story. Then, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatin Beis discusses what we should have in mind when we're saying the different names of Hashem. Krioso ba'adnus, ki Hashem hanichbad hanora also likroso kiksova. We don't pronounce the name of Hashem the way it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. K'mosh Amar Chazal, ha-hoigei Hashem v'yos yosav, ein l'chelik l'am haba. A person could lose their chelik in l'am haba by saying the name the way it's written. El etzarech likroso ki'ilu hayakosiv shem. And again, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is, I'll say a pasuk. Baruch atah Adonai lamdeini chukecha. So that's the way one has to pronounce it. V'ga b'nekudos Adonai dehainu ha-aleph b'chatav patach. That's the nekuda underneath the aleph. Avalo b'patach levad o b'shval levad, not by patach itself or shval itself. V'hadalid should have the cholam, so it's either the o or the oi, depending on one's minhag. V'hanun b'kametz, there should be a kametz underneath the nun. The yad gish hayud shetehe nikeres yofet should be clearly recognizable the way you pronounce it. Rak b'kavonis yichavin l'shem havaya. Which means, as we said, that Hashem was, is, and will be, right? Beyond any time constraints. V'tam ha-negina hu mil ra. So we know in Hebrew, there's two ways to put the emphasis. There's mil ra and mil el. Mil ra is the final syllable, and the mil el is the second to last syllable. So the word must be stressed on the last syllable, which is the nun. Sifkat and gimel. Shahaya ubir ha-gro kosov de lefi oimek ha-din. To the real, no depth of it, ein tzorech lechavin ela pirush kriyoso. You really only have to, by the technical letter law, for this part, have in mind the way it is, the way it's read. B'chol makom holchin achar ha-kriyos. We follow how it is read. Af, however, sheyesh be-kesiva sodos gedolos. There's tremendous secrets contained in the Shem Hashem. Leva de kriyos shema, except for kriyos shema, this we have to have a separate kavana. By kriyos shema, Sham kosev lechavin gam kim shahaya. In that point, you'd have to have the kavana of all the names of Hashem. Meaning Hashem is both the Adon Hakol and he is not limited by any time. Ein sham v'malkum shenichtav be'alef dalid lechuli alma ein tzarech lechavin elishu Adon Hakol. When that's the name that's written, then you just have to have mind Hashem is the master of everything. Im echad mesaper chasde Hashem she'oslo. If a person's talking about the great chesed Hashem has done for him, umitechila maske Hashem, started saying Hashem's name, reading the way it's right pronounced. The roitzel ligmor devarav maya she'oslo. Hashem wants to finish off the thought. You can't interrupt him. Shema mitoch kach lo yigmor devar. He's not going to finish it. The nimsa would emerge. Shehizkar Hashem shemayim lechinam. He said Hashem's name for in vain, for no reason. Aval, but imro to lekalil shum adam hizkar b'shem. If a person wants to curse somebody and he start off using Hashem's name, in that case mitzvah lehafsiko. It's a mitzvah to stop him, to interrupt him. Shel yigmor devarav velo yecheta. To stop him from that, he wouldn't finish off the prohibition of cursing using the shame of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Again, just to end off with a thought from Yisrael Salanter, he once, before giving Moshe Shmuz, said that maybe if the only person who benefits from this Moshe Shmuz is the speaker himself, it will be Kedai. I feel the same way when Simon, we're going, reminding ourselves of the Kavanah supposed to have when saying Hashem, Hashem, if it's only for myself, then it will be Kedai. All right, wishing everybody a wonderful day.